The misfortune is not alone that it rends the concord of nations. The greater pity is that it rends the concord of our citizenship at home. It's folly to think of blending Greek and Bulgar, Italian and Slovak, or making any of them rejoicingly American when the land of adoption sits in judgment on the land from which he came. We need to be rescued from the visionary and fruitless pursuit of peace through supergovernment. I do not want Americans of foreign birth making their party alignments on what we mean to do for some nation in the old world. We want them to be Republicans because of what we mean to do for the United States of America. Our call is for unison, not rivaling sympathies. Our need is concord, not the antipathies of long inheritance. Surely no one stopped to think where the great world experiment was leading. Frankly, no one could know. We're only learning now. It would be a sorry day for this republic if we allowed our activities in seeking for peace in the old world to blind us to the essentials of peace at home. We want a free America again. We want America free at home and free in the world. We want to silence the outcry of nation against nation in the fullness of understanding. And we wish to silence the cry of class against class and stifle the party appeal to class so that we may ensure tranquility in our own freedom. If I could choose but one, I had rather have industrial and social peace at home than command the international peace of all the world.